With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, it's time for another takeover of what is regularly Gary K's Rants and Raves videocast. I'm joined this time by Eric Kraft, General Manager and Program Chair of Enterprise Connect. Thank you so much for being here, Eric.
Thanks so much for having me, Steph.
Of course, I am so looking forward to this show. It's one of my favorite ones to attend each year. It's been such a key event in enterprise communications for years. So what do you think makes this show in particular stand out in 2025?
I think particularly for this year, it is focused on the enterprise. We're the largest independent event focused on enterprise communications and CX, customer experience technology. And so it brings together some strands of technology and issues that are important to IT organizations that don't always come together in one place a lot of times.
Yeah. Are there any new features or programming elements this year that attendees should be especially excited about?
I think so. So one of them, and it does relate directly because we got one focused on AV. We've got something on Monday called Impact Summits, where we've taken the morning from about 8 a.m. to about 11 and put together three sessions on different aspects of some key topics. And we've got them on AV, on CX, and on sort of enterprise strategy. And the idea is to put everything in one room, have kind of a coherent program where people kind of get a deep dive, and in between these sessions, they can network with each other and kind of share thoughts about what they've heard, what's coming up. And so we hope has a lot of value for people. We're doing a lot of new things on the show floor, like speed networking, where people really appreciate when they can get together, having a way to find each other. We're continuing to gear a lot of programming specifically toward the enterprise and with enterprise speakers. That's been critical for us the last few years. And we're trying something different. We think we'll hopefully inspire people. We've got a gentleman named Mike Massimino, who's an astronaut. Was on a couple of space shuttle missions. He's got some great stories and some great lessons, I think, in leadership and teamwork, what you learn when you're fixing the Hubble telescope that you can apply to the challenges that a lot of organizations are going through now as you try to make this transition into AI and the kind of technologies that we're coming forward with.
That's awesome. I am glad that you guys are so focused on networking this year, because I think that one of the biggest parts of both the IT and AV industries is the people. So making it easier for people to connect and talk about the technology that we're focusing on already at this event, I think is really, really fantastic.
Well, thanks. And that's totally. And we try to, especially because we'll be upwards of 4,000 people at the event, to find your people. We're trying to kind of create spaces and places where you're kind of, there's a networking period built in next to something where there's a common interest. So sessions that are followed by a networking period dedicated to that session topic, so that you can meet speakers and such, but also know that these are people you have common interests with because you just went to the session together.
Yeah, it already gives you something to talk about, because one thing about networking, it can be awkward.
Exactly. And that's speed networking too. That's it, a way to break the ice, a way to kind of meet somebody. And then as you see them the rest of the week,
that's awesome. So how has Enterprise Connect evolved over the years to keep up with the industry changes? Because there have been so many changes, even in the past couple of years.
Oh, for sure. And I think what the content itself has evolved. We go back a long ways. And so the technology itself has seen so many changes. we've kind of expanded the sort of footprint of the program, and also with it has come the sort of footprint of the exhibitors in terms of getting those, the AV stuff, getting the contact center has always been a little piece of the communications industry, but now it's a really important critical piece of what a lot of enterprises are doing now. So building up those components of it more, and also just especially in the last couple of years, really building up the number of sessions that we have enterprise, you know, case studies, enterprise people telling their stories, sharing what they've learned, what they're working on. And that's another big emphasis this year.
Yeah, that's really awesome. What do you think the biggest trends are shaping enterprise communications this year?
Well, I'm gonna surprise you and say AI.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it is, and it's, there's so much underneath that. And certainly everybody's, I'm struck that everybody's kind of going at a little bit different pace. People, you know, different organizations seem to have a different, some are very bullish and going very heavily into it and scaling as quickly as they can. Others are much more, being much more conservative about it. So I think trying to unpack why that is and how to make those decisions in your enterprise and plan for the future, that's critical. And so AI is important, but I think also we're putting a little more emphasis on security. You know, we think as communications becomes just a, not just, but a part of the whole IT estate, you know, it becomes more vulnerable. It becomes a vector for attacks. Attacks get directed, especially when you're talking about contact center and you've got customer data and you've got public facing agents, you know, things like attacks like vishing, where you go often are gone, you know, go after the agents, become really important. And of course, there's huge security issues around AI. So that's important. And then I think too, you know, video and AV is a critical thing for us, because what we're hearing from a lot of our enterprise contacts is that they really kind of hit now a technology refresh cycle, and we're 5 years out from the pandemic and from when things were changed out the last time, and you're getting some of these capabilities, and you know, now you've got, like, it looks like maybe a serious return to office happening even more so.
Yeah.
So those are things that I know are on our attendees' minds.
For sure. So what's one session or discussion topic that you think is going to spark the most debate at this year's event?
Well, I think, you know, it's always sort of one of the most popular sessions, and also one of the most, brings up a lot of the most critical topics. And that's the Enterprise Summit that we do on Tuesday morning, where we get four strategic enterprise executives from large enterprises to talk about the trends that they're seeing and dealing with, and because it's just enterprise people, they, you know, I think they really dig in, and they really they have a great, you know, they really share kind of what's on their mind. We've got a great panel this year that in pre-calls have got a great dynamic where they just, I kind of sat back and listened to them talk to each other. We got a gentleman from Yum Brands, a gentleman from Avery Dennison, one from AAA Northeast, and then one from Werner, which is a large U.S.-based trucking company. So, these are folks who are very, they've got strong opinions, and I think really are interested in expressing themselves. So I think we'll hear a lot of real talk and kind of something that people can respond to.
Yeah. So this is kind of like my curveball question that I told you I was probably going to ask you. So if you could go back in time and go back to the first ever Enterprise Connect, what would surprise you the most about how the industry has changed since then?
Well, it's amazing, because the first Enterprise Connect it's been around for more than 30 years, and that was the interruption for the pandemic. So it goes back to 1990, and it was started out, it wasn't called Enterprise Connect, it was called PBX in the 90s. And it was a show just about PBXs, about telephone switches. So, you know, I think it's kind of like almost everything would surprise me in that in the 1990s, you know, technology, you know, that was pre-internet. I mean, there was actually some internet, you know, but, you know, before the commercialization of the internet. And, you know, I think if somebody else was really smart back then, they would have said, well, you know, probably, you know, things are going to an internet model, and maybe there'll be, you know, packet-based networking that things run on. And there was even, you know, there was machine learning back then too, in a very more primitive sense. So somebody might have been able to say, you know, machine learning may have made certain advances, but I think really that what would be surprising would be just the nature of communications, just the way that it is. You know, if you think about it, back then people picked up a telephone and called somebody else on the telephone, and that was really it. That was about the way that if you were dealing with people across distances, you know, there was, again, very expensive video systems at that time that were not widely deployed. The email wasn't ubiquitous. So I think just the fact that when you want to talk to somebody now, mm-hmm. you can, you know, you don't need to go find a big book with a number. Yeah. Just the fact that you can really communicate with anybody anytime, and in ways that would have seemed very expensive and impractical at the time.
Yeah. Would you, if someone had come up to you and told you like what the communications industry, like the enterprise communications industry, looked like today, would you have believed them?
I the truth is, I'm sure I wouldn't have. Especially when you're dealing with the enterprises, as you know, a lot of times, even when the technology is coming and you can see it coming, we saw it with mm-hmm. you know, packet video and sure. voice over IP. The technology arrives, but then it's another decade. We see it with cloud, you know, another decade before it really takes hold and really scales it within the industry. So, sure. you know, I think I would have thought, well, you know, I technically can imagine how that would happen, but it's probably not going to be in my lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. For like the next 10 years, you know, at least when we talk about things like that, I think the way that AI has even become part of our everyday lives by now, I wouldn't have even imagined that.
Yeah. We wouldn't have imagined it probably 5 years ago.
No.
And it's really, you know, we know enterprises are struggling with exactly what to do with AI, mm-hmm. but, you know, nobody's doing nothing with it.
Right.
Nobody's saying, like they used to say about the internet, it's just a fad. It's, you know, it's never going to work. People know it's going to work, and they want to make sure it works right for their mm-hmm. enterprise. And that's why they should come to Enterprise Connect.
Exactly. And that is a great ending note. So where can people go if they want to learn more information about where to register?
They can just go to enterpriseconnect.com. And that's got the whole thing, the program, registration, all the information.
Awesome. And yeah, everyone who is watching or listening, please go register. It is March 17th through 20th. So next week in sunny Orlando, Florida at the Gaylord. I absolutely cannot wait. And for those who are interested in registering, if you use code RAVE25, you get $200 off your conference pass and free expo floor access. So please come. Can't wait to see you there. Eric, it has been so nice talking to you. I can't believe this is our first time like meeting.
I know. Thanks so much, Steph. It was great to talk to you. And again, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week in person.
Sounds good. Thanks again.
With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is rants and raves.